So Jeff, we're talking about your trip across the Amazon. So you met this guy, this Russian guy who was going to go with you across the Amazon, and you were in Lima, Peru. So how does your journey start?
The beginning of the journey is we had to get a truck. We had to get in a truck. And the there's it was the roads are terrible. They're not really roads, they're just dirt tracks. And because it was monsoon season, the roads were really bad, just muddy and deep mud, and the rivers were overflowing across the road. So there's no buses, there are no cars. So we had to get in the back of a big truck, a logging truck, and the Russian guy and myself and say 20 peasants, Inca Indian peasants, rode in the back of a truck down the through the Andy Mountains and then down the backside of the Andy Mountains for 4 days in the back of this truck. And
That must have been so uncomfortable.
oh, it was terrible, uncomfortable, and it was raining quite often during the day, so you had to pull a big piece of plastic over the back of the truck. So it was dark and wet and damp and hot and humid, and the road was bumpy, and the truck got stuck many times, and it was a real adventure.
That was for 4 days.
4 days, and
Oh,
you'd sleep in the
man.
truck overnight, and everyone had big bags of food with them so they could eat along the way because there's no restaurants. It was interesting.
So on, in this rough beginning to the trip, did you start to think maybe you wanted to not do it, postpone it, and go back?
No, I never thought that. I like that kind of challenge and adventure, but you just wonder how difficult it's going to get, because each day it gets a little more difficult, and then the truck gets stuck in really deep mud, and you're wondering, can we get out of this? Are we going to have to start walking and maybe wait for another truck to come along and climb into that truck? So I didn't want to go back, but it's great suspense because you never know what's going to happen on a trip like that.
And then the truck took you all the way to the beginning of the Amazon.
It was a transport truck, so it had supplies, and it was going to a little town at the at on the Amazon River, and then from there we transferred into a canoe, a wooden canoe, and the canoe would take the supplies into the little villages along the Amazon River.
Amazing.